Today on Girls Positivity Club, I'm going to be talking about journaling. This is a topic that came up through the research that I did through giving the girls at lunch a survey. And journaling was something that came up as a topic that girls wanted help with. So most of the girls have at least journaled some of the time, and this is something that has become a pretty constant ritual for me. And before I made it a habit, I think I thought of journaling as it had to be this really long thing that you do, and you had to always go to these serious places, and that definitely does have its place in journaling. But for me, it has become a positive way to start my day. So I guess the first thing that you need to decide about your journaling is how often you're going to do it and how you're going to make it a habit into your life. And really, journaling can look so many different ways, and it can be really powerful for a lot of different reasons, and really you just have to make it your own. So the first thing that I decided is that I wanted to do it in the morning. So you could do it in the morning, you could do it at night, you could just do it when you have time, like pockets of time. But the thing about it is, if you really want journaling to become a part of your habits, your positive habits for yourself, you have to do just that, which is make it a habit. And it's been said by many experts that a habit is developed in 21 days. That's why there are the workouts that are the 21 days. That's why people often will do something for a month, or about, you know, I know 21 days is less than a month, but that's why people often will do that. And the thing about it is, you have to do it consistently. So whether it's 21 times in a row or whether it's just 21 times total, if you decide that on Wednesdays you're going to journal, you know, whatever works for you. Everybody has a different lifestyle, a different schedule, and I'm really busy. Just like most people, I'm a mom and I'm a teacher and I'm running this Girls Positivity Club that I want to make this, you know, national thing. And, you know, I'm working on scaling. And so the part that can be kind of overwhelming is finding the time to do it. So for me, I get up at 5 a.m. and that doesn't work for everybody. So I'm not saying every person has to get up at 5 a.m. But I go to my certain place. I have this place on my porch where I go. Now it's gotten colder, so I'm having to get a backup place. But you go to this place, and it's almost like a trigger. We talk in our girls' club about positive triggers. Brennan Burchard is really big on positive triggers. And basically, I know that when I walk out on my porch, it's my time to do my journaling first. And what has really worked for me is doing the same thing every single morning. I start by writing the date at the top every single day. And then I do Rachel Hollis's technique, which is I make these affirmation statements about myself as if they are already happening to me. So every day I write, I am an exceptional wife. I am an exceptional mom. I am an exceptional leader of my girls group organization. I am a New York Times bestselling author of a girls empowerment book. I am a successful podcaster. I am a guest on Lori and Rachel's shows. And I keep going, and there are 10 of those that I say. And I say them as if they have already happened. And what Rachel Hollis says is that is the key to training your brain to make your dreams come true and to make your goals come true. Now, this doesn't mean that I just write this and then I just, you know, cross my fingers and hope that it happens. You have to take action steps toward these things. So every day I'm trying to think about how I can be an exceptional wife. You know, I'm going to send my husband, you know, text messages throughout the day, checking in. I'm going to really listen when he comes home from work and spend time with him. I'm going to, you know, ask my son about his day. I'm going to tell him positive things. I'm going to spend some time with him. And so I have to make steps toward all of these things that I'm wanting to do in my life. And so by writing them out in my journal every morning, I am reminding myself of how I can take steps toward all of those things. Now, doing all those things at the same time can be super overwhelming. And right now, I'm really working on being a successful podcaster. And what that means is I have to record podcasts. So this is my fall break, and I haven't recorded any podcasts since the last school year. And I guess it's been fear holding me back from doing it. I don't know what I've been afraid of. Afraid that I won't have any listeners. Afraid that I won't know what to say. And that's just not true. And so I've been kind of letting fear and excuses of being busy hold me back. And so although I'm recording by myself in my closet, I am going to really make it a point to record some podcasts. That way I can reach more people, reach more girls, and help more people, which is the mission of our Girls Positivity Club. So after I write down my I am statements, I am, you know, whatever you want it to be, then I go into gratitude. And I do this every single morning, like I said, and I write down from the day before 10 things at least that I'm grateful for. And these are not things that are just, I am grateful to be alive. I am grateful that I have a healthy son. I am grateful for my husband. Although those things are true, and I'm grateful for this girls group. Although all of those things are true, I get really specific for every day. Because there's good in every day, and each day is different. Each day is a gift. And so yesterday, I wrote down specific things for the day. I actually faced a pretty big fear and challenge. I've been wanting to call into this other podcast, the Ken Coleman Show, and I wanted to be a guest on the show and just get some advice for how to go bigger and how to just keep this momentum going of my Girls Positivity Club. And I called in, I sat there for a moment, and I, you know, for a second I thought, should I even do this? You know, it's probably going to be busy. And so anyway, long story short, I called and got right in, and I was the last caller that they took on the show, and it was a really positive thing. So I wrote that I am grateful for being on the Ken Coleman show. I'm grateful for getting a letter of recommendation written and a survey done for my student teacher who just finished. That was a big deal. You know, it's like 2.5 pages, and I wanted to make sure it was really good, but I'm proud of myself for getting that done. I'm grateful for writing a resume, for teaching more fitness classes. So I just went down the list, and these things I will not write today, or I will not write tomorrow morning because I'm doing different things. I'm sure that my gratitude will include recording this podcast. But your gratitude needs to be very specific. A lot of times I will name specific people. I will, you know, just go specific as to, I made a couple of phone calls yesterday and I named like who I called and who I needed to call. So gratitude, those two things, I definitely do first. So I do them in that order, the I am statements, and then I do the gratitude. And then the last thing I do is I make a task list. Most of the time, this task list, this is my to-do list for the day. And most of the time, I only do 4 things, because what can easily happen is I can list out an entire page of things that I need to do. And what that ends up doing is it makes me overwhelmed. It makes me feel like I can't accomplish very much if I have a lot on there. So if you think about maybe choosing like 4 or 5 things specific to that day that you can complete, then that makes it more manageable, and you can always add things to your task list. So yesterday I did a really good job of just limiting myself, and I got so much accomplished. I was so productive that today I went overboard. And so although I'm still in pretty good shape, I added today 9 things, which is too much. So right away this morning, as I was working on researching about podcasts and how to get it on Apple Podcasts and different things, I started feeling kind of down on myself because I was only a couple of things into my task list. And being on fall break, I have a very flexible schedule this week. My son's in Florida with my mom, and so my husband's at work, and so I have all this time to myself. And I do this thing where I start getting overwhelmed by it. So my recommendation would be just to start with a few things you want to accomplish. And if you're a kid especially, you know, this could be, or an adult, does not matter. These could be different projects you're working on. This can be reaching out in kindness to someone. A lot of times I will write a specific person's name that I want to write a note to, or send a message checking in, or send a positive quote, or just something positive to do for someone else. There's a neighbor down the street that in the winter, he took care of my driveway for me when I wasn't able to. And I've just really been thinking about baking some cookies for him. I don't have, you know, a lot of money to go buy some big gift, but a lot of times just reaching out with something small makes a huge difference to someone, and especially older people. This neighbor happens to be older, and I think sometimes we forget to thank people who are older who reach out, who have maybe been in our position. So that's just a little bit about my routine and what I do in my journal. Now, this hasn't been the only thing I ever do in my journal. I have other journals. So last year, I was going through a hard time, and I used my journal to kind of get out some feelings I was having, to relieve stress, to work out some problems I was having, and that had its purpose too. So right now, you know, I'm not having those same struggles, and so I don't need to journal in that way. But if I ever need to, I know that I have that as an option. Other ways that you can journal are you can work something out. Let's say that you have a great idea and you're like, man, I just need to figure out like what is in my brain. I need to get it out onto paper. So whether this is something like to help your community, or if it's something small to help in your family, or if it's just this really cool idea that you have that you've been really wanting to try, you can work it out in your notebook. You can sketch. You can write out just all the ideas. It's kind of like you can brain dump into your journal. And I've done that a lot of times. A lot of times it's amazing how many things you have inside your brain that just stay there. And a lot of times they're really good ideas. Like I'm looking through my journal from last year, and when I started my Girls Positivity Club, and I told the girls that I had all these ideas for episodes for podcasts. And so I started writing them down, and I wrote down, kind of flipping through my journal, because I know they were in green ink. Oh, I wrote down, I would say, oh my gosh, I can't even count how many, at least 30. Ideas of issues that I think girls face. And the girls, every one of them that I gave, they were like, yes. And so it was amazing just how much I had stored up there, and just dumping it onto a piece of paper. Now I have that, that I can always go back to. And you can also journal things you're proud of to yourself. You know, it feels good to be praised by someone else and for someone to tell you that you're doing a great job on something. And that was really nice. You know, Ken Coleman gave me a pat on the back, you know, yesterday when I called in. But a lot of times we forget to do that to ourselves. You know, we always focus on, you know, what we're not doing. And then that's when that positive self-talk comes in, like, yes, I am. I am doing all these good things. This isn't going to happen overnight. You know, for me, this big thing that I'm wanting to do. So it's okay for you to one day think, you know what, I'm going to write down all the things I'm really proud of that I did today, or that just about myself. I'm going to write down positive qualities about myself. I do this in my after school club, and we write them as affirmations. And that's a great thing, and it helps you feel built up. It helps you feel strong and powerful. You can do the same thing about other people in your life. You know, a lot of people aren't told how great they are on a regular basis, and I don't think that it can be done enough to lift someone else up, especially another girl. So write down, you know, a friend or a role model that you have in your notebook, and just write down all the great things about them. And then you can choose if you want to give it to them or say it to them, or just if you want to have it for yourself. I would hope that you'd want to share it with them, but sometimes that can feel a little bit uncomfortable. So I think relieving stress is another way that you can, you know, journal, like I said before, if something's on your mind. And you can make a plan. You know, I talked about my things that I write every morning. I don't just hope that they happen. I make action steps. I write down ways I'm going to accomplish it. Or in my tasks, I think, okay, what is something that I know I need to do? And for me, knowing that I have this valuable time by myself to do the things for my girls group that I have not had time to do as a full-time teacher is really a gift. And I really have to be careful with my time. You know, I'm sitting in my closet and I'm looking around and I can see that I could organize this closet very easily. But that's a distraction. I can do that anytime. And, you know, I have dishes in my sink right now. That doesn't mean that I want to live like that and then I'm going to ignore all of my day-to-day tasks. But today I'm going to set aside time to do that cleaning. But I'm not doing it until I get things off my task list done. And I'm taking steps in doing things that I can't do when my family is around. It's too distracting. I love them and I want to spend quality time with them. And sometimes it's hard when you have a big project going on or you want to do something big and it's separate from your actual family life. So going back to the journaling list, you can set goals, you can work through a hard time, you can relieve stress, you can talk to yourself in your journal by being your own cheerleader or working out a problem. You can get something that's on your mind off your mind. You can figure something out. You can set, you know, things. I do have in my journal right now, I'm flipping through things to not say to myself and things I should say to myself. Like, do not say, you haven't gotten over that yet. What is wrong with you? Or, I should be excused because I didn't blah, blah, blah. Or you're too sensitive. These are things I do not want to say to someone else or to myself. On the other side, I have do say positive things to people. Take responsibility for your part. Express your sorrow or your hurt feelings. Offer to make amends with someone. So this is about apologizing and how to apologize. And so I think, you know, even something as simple as making a list of, you know, things I want to remind myself not to say and things I want to say is another great thing. Really, there's no bad way to use a journal. I have sticky notes of positive messages that kids have given me. I found a bunch of notes and cards yesterday from parents and from kids over the years that have just written really nice things, and you know, it's easy just to put those in a drawer and just look at them from very little time to time because you don't think about it, just being busy. But those could go in a journal. You know, I could tape them in and I could read them if I'm having a hard day or if I just want to read them just because. So I think those things are good. You can also doodle and sketch. I know a lot of girls out there love to doodle and sketch. I just had a girl from our club send me an email of a logo. We've been talking about creating a logo, and it's really important to me that we have an elephant in it because not only did it mean something to my dad, who has passed away, but it just has to do with girls' empowerment because the women or the female elephants have been leaders and fiercely protective of their own. And I just love the idea of female leaders, even in the animal kingdom, the largest land mammal, being a female leader. And I think that's super powerful. And so I have some girls coming up with ideas for logos. And there's one, Audrey, who sent a picture of a sketch that she created, and I think that's really amazing. So if you have an idea for anything, or if you just want to create something beautiful in your notebook, I think that has power, and it can help you feel powerful, and it can help you feel creative, and I think all of those things have their place too. So that is the idea list that I had for journaling, and this was something, like I said, that came up as a topic of interest for girls when I looked over the survey more closely over this break, and I hope that was helpful. And continue to listen to our podcast, Girls Positivity Club. and look for, I'm working on a website. I'm also working on a YouTube channel. So look for all of those things coming in the near future. And next episode, we will hopefully have some girls, unless I record another one here in my closet over break, as I look over the topics of interest and seeing if I can tackle any of those myself. So thank you so much for listening, and keep being positive.
Hi, I'm Aspen Rollins, and I am here with
Aurora Lee
and Carter Lee.
And we are working on meditating. So we are going to start with some meditating skills from Aurora.
Okay, so the meditating skills you can use is for when you're meditating, you have to say some things to yourself to like feel good. And there are a lot of words, like positive words. And you don't want to do like negative words.
So positive self-talk?
Yeah. You could like do, I am smart, or I am strong.
I am unique.
You can do anything that you really want.
I am powerful.
You can do, I am amazing. I am loyal.
Yeah. And I am loved. I am loving.
Just anything that will like make you like feel calm and happy and like cheer you up a little bit. Cause if you do like words that would make you feel sad, you would like, you wouldn't really say those because you want to keep them outside or inside your body and make the happy words take over them and basically defeat them.
Yeah. So, what do you normally say to yourself when you get frustrated?
For me, I usually say, "It's okay. Nothing's wrong."
And Carter, what do you say normally?
When I'm mad, I usually say, "It's okay," and I say, so I can say in positive words, and I usually say like words that will make that thought go out of my mind.
Yeah. So our next little topic we're gonna do is about breathing. So we're here with Ms. Carter, and she's gonna tell us some breathing strategies.
So when we do breathing, we usually put our hand on our chest, and then you put your other hand on your belly. Look down on the ground or close your eyes, and you just breathe in.
Do we focus on our breathing, or do we go?
We focus on our breathing. Then you go in. Then you go in. Yeah. And you don't want to go through your mouth in and out, because then you can't focus. So you go in through your nose and out your mouth.
Because does it sometimes work up your body to?
Yeah.
Because you're trying to relax.
Also,
and focus.
You could lay down and put your hand on your chest and your hand on your belly, like usual. And you could breathe in and out. Remember to focus on your body and breathing. And when any thoughts come in your head, just let them float away like a little cloud.
So like if a negative word, like, I can't do it, and then you automatically flip it? Is that normally what you guys do?
Yes. Well, you could usually, so sometimes when you're, like, meditating, usually sometimes your mind wanders off to anything else that, like, distracts you, noise.
Like in your house when you're trying to calm down?
Yeah. And usually, so then all you have to do is, like, get your focus back on meditating.
Usually you could do it anytime anybody's getting you mad or frustrated, or if you're sad, you could say positive words like, I am happy, I am kind, I am smart, I'm strong. And then you just put your hand back on your chest and your belly and breathe back in and out.
You want to focus on your meditating, so then when you're meditating, you don't like, you're not like focusing on anything else. You just focus on your meditating. And when you're meditating, you usually go into a room and play some quiet music.
Yeah, so that's all we have for today. But we thank you for listening and have a good rest of your day. Bye. Bye.